So we will start today the topic of Ga'ara, of protesting, and we will finish that topic as well as finish the entire Ois Gimel. Mitzvah Hashem, next week, Monday, we will learn on Monday, and I'm not sure about the rest of the week, but we'll learn Monday, and we will start the topic of Dveikus in Dalet. Okay, so the learning today should be Eschosi L'Nishmas, our dearest Chaver, Chaim Elozah ben Shem Shinari, as well as Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. Also be a schuss for Fush Lame of Chaim Moshe Shur ben Maka Chaim Deb ben Mirachu, Chanalei Boshay Devach and Amadati ben Peril, well as a schuss for all those in Amakam Sakan in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So, page 434. So he's going to talk now about the proper way to protest. Protest here, meaning to give Musar and to speak up when someone's doing something wrong. He says, Ga'ara protesting, Hitzricha Ligar Ba'ivra Aveira is a tool that's necessary to give teichacha to someone who's sinning, and maven shetechas ga'ara b'maven. Only someone who will appreciate the message, as the pasuk says, shetechas ga'ara b'maven. The protest frightens someone who understands. Aval yoiser toiv l'daber b'loshen raka. The best way, the most effective protest is not to speak loudly, but to speak softly. Ki loshen raka tishbar ga'ara. A soft tongue breaks strong anger. So, Lahavdil, but as I saw yesterday, you could see when he was, we talked about this morning, a couple of us, but as Bobby Kennedy over there was testifying during his confirmation hearing. So forget about the substance of what he said. Just you had Democrats there that were yelling their heads off, and he's responding just on substance and not getting, in the dirt with them. And it irks people, but there's nothing you could do because when you respond softly and you don't sort of take it up a notch, you sort of disarm the other person and they don't know how to respond. Gaireres protest and talking forcefully will cause a protest, the protester to get angry. And also bad feelings on the person who is getting the rebuke, he's going to feel personally attacked and try to defend himself. He says, not everyone has the ability to accept it. Especially nowadays, even young children can't even accept Musar and rebuke from their parents. Therefore, the proper path that the rebuker, the protester, should follow is to speak softly, a soft tone, chalak, smooth, and mishamen, smoother than oil. So you got to speak softly. You can't breathe down a guy's neck. You can't beat on a person. That type of attitude doesn't work anymore. Just sort of throwing around your weight and your authority, especially with children. So they may comply while you're around, but the minute they have the opportunity to defy you, they will do so when you're not in the picture, when you're not around, or when they get older. So using force and using might and using authority is not the proper way. You want to get through? Got to speak softly. Don't speak harshly. Your words should be sweet. And that's true not only for children, but that's true if you want to convince someone of your opinion or you want to protest and get someone to correct their ways. You got to speak softly. You got to show the person that it's coming from a place of love and a place of caring and not that you just want quiet in the shul because you want it to be so that you can daven better, but you could care less. In other words, you don't care if the guy talks or doesn't talk, just let him do it somewhere else. You don't care if the guy goes to Gehenna, just do it somewhere else. Just don't make it my problem. That's not going to get through. That's not the message because you don't care about the guy. You're just selfish. And selfishly, you want quiet in shul. So that's not a musar that's going to get through to somebody. But if you explain to somebody and you show them, and it requires effort. I really care about you. I genuinely care about you. And I want together that we should do this thing together. And you make it as if you're a little bit. So then your words can get through. But stamazoi, to just protest and speak up or sit in the middle of the road and tick off people because you want to make a whatever they call it in Israel. But that's not the right approach. All you're doing is just digging in, and then they're digging in against you, and all you're doing is you're each becoming Akshanim each way. And he says, especially if you're talking in front of others, Ubifnei Rabim, never ever protest and give someone Musar in front of others. You're certainly embarrassing him, which the Gemara says a person has no has no chelik in Olam Haba. Person has to be extremely careful, especially in shul. He says in general that it's aser to give someone techacha in shul, aside from the fact that it's public and people are going to be, and he's going to be embarrassed. But on top of it, out of reverence to the shul, it's not appropriate, and therefore you shouldn't call someone out publicly. So I guess if I was, in theory, giving a shiur and someone was talking during my shiur, I probably shouldn't say, Tzvi Katz, maybe you shouldn't talk during my shiur. Right? That's probably not the right approach. Okay. Okay, let's leave it at that. I'm sorry, I'm being taped here. I can't say what I really want to say. But here, this is the key words here, guys. I really want you to take this to heart. Because you would say, okay, talking during davening, what's the real harm? Yeah, maybe people are going to get sick and die, but okay, what's the big deal? But you know what? Let's say someone was worshiping an egel. Let's say a guy brought an avodah zarah into shul. You know, you would say, you know what? Then everyone agrees that we should speak up. Guess what he says right here? Even if you see your friend made an egel, chas v'shalom, don't protest. Don't speak brazenly to the guy. Not don't protest at all. You still, there's still a way. It, just because it's the worst aveira imaginable, and it's going to bring and it's going to mess up Klal Yisrael for generations, it still doesn't give you a right to publicly berate the guy. You're destroying your own life, and not only that, he's going to say you're not even accomplishing anything, because he says it's like someone who washes his clothes with the sun. He says habegadim islavnim. Yeah, the clothes get whiter, but v'hu nasa shachar, you're getting dark. The sun is going to is discoloring you. The hint for this is Ephra. He says, remember the Paraduma. Paraduma, the person who is Tameh becomes Tahar, but the guy who's administering it, who was Tahar, becomes Tameh. And that's what he's saying. He's saying, you want to get the other guy to improve. You know what you're doing? You're Yaisa. You're forfeiting your Olam Haba by embarrassing someone just because you want him to get better. And he says, and not only that, but you're wasting your time. He says, and he says, not only that, but you're probably not even going to have the effect you want, because he's not going to accept it. Because the fact that you called him out publicly, the fact that you called him out publicly is a reason why he's going to be offended by that, and he's not going to listen to your words. So it's going to come out that you embarrassed him, and you embarrassed him for no reason. You didn't even get him to improve. So it's something to keep in mind. Something bothers us, something that we see. Just remember, is this worse than the egel? The egel, I'm not supposed to call someone out publicly. I should do it in the right way. So if I should do that about an egel, then whatever is happening here that's bothering me, I have to think a couple of times as to whether or not I'm approaching it the right way. He says the only way to be yotze the mitzvah is if you don't get a chet. Meaning, if you're going to protest, you're going to say, "Oh, there's a mitzvah of teichacha. How can I be quiet?" But the mitzvah teichacha is v'leisisa lav chet. It's hand in hand. It's like saying, "I'm going to eat be yotze the mitzvah matzah, but I'm going to be yotze by eating matzah that's chametz." The whole mitzvah matzah is not to eat chametz. You're telling me I'm eating matzah, but the matzah itself is chametz. So you weren't yotze the mitzvah. Same thing here. If you gave mussar, but you didn't, but you embarrassed the guy, it's not pshat, I got a mitzvah and an aveira. You got no mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is to do it without embarrassing the guy, without getting another. If somebody wants to stay away from an aveira, you want to give someone mussar and teichacha, you have to do it privately. Or wait for a time when you're alone and then give it to him directly and forcefully. Meaning, if you have to speak strongly, so let's say you have to discipline your children. Sometimes you have to be strong. Don't do it in front of other children. Don't do it in front of his friends. You do it privately to him. But if not in a respectful manner, depending on the person, depending on the situation. Always speak softly and give it gently. This conveys an attitude of humility and respect for the listener, and it will make him easier for him to accept it. As it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, you'll sink down from the ground, you'll speak. from the dust you'll speak, your speech will come. The voice of fools who scream and shout at others is hevel, is worthless, and maise tatuim is just confusion. L'shoimim, to the people who hear it, it just confuses them and deceives them. Basically, they're not going to accept it. The words of the wise that are spoken gently, they are pleasing and they will be accepted. So a very important lesson here, that protest is important. You can't just say, well, it's not worth it, so therefore I'm going to keep my mouth shut. But you have to be very strategic in where you do it and how you do it. And at all times, always try to speak in a soft tone, in a non-judgmental tone, and show the person that it's not selfish, it's not about you and what you need, but rather it's together, it's something, it's our problem. It's not your problem that I want you to change, but rather it's our problem. Show that you really care, and that way the words will be more readily accepted.